Kiddushin, Per Gimel Mishnah Vav, Hoimeli Isha, Hariat Mekudeshes Li Amenas She'adaber Alayich L'Shultoin. Here he's being Mekadesher, the Loshen is Amenas, which is a Tnai, that means like this, he was Mekadesher Bepruta, that's the Maisa Kiddushin, B'Tnai She'adaber Alayich L'Shultoin, that service that he's going to go to Washington, he's going to lobby for her, or the same type of case. Ve'ese imoch kipoil. I'll do whatever it is. I'll do construction work for you. I'll put in a new roof. So it's done as a tenai, and the Mishnah expresses that with almanas, and that's why the Mishnah says dibra le l'shultin ve'ese imoch kipoil. If the tenai was in the sky, mekudeshes v'im laveni mekudeshes. Now, why does the Mishnah have to give another example of a tenai? We already know Baruch Hashem the halacha that if you mekadesh with a tenai, it doesn't make it seem the tenai is something he's providing for her, or the tenai is something it's going to rain next week. Whatever it is, a tenai is a tenai. So the nekuda over here is the Gemara has a very fundamental sugya over here, which is that the Mishnah seems clearly to be saying that he can't be mekadesh her with the service. That itself is the mois of kedushin. Now, when will the kedushin be performed? The kedushin will be chal when he provides that service. So maybe you'll have to speak it out later on. But why can't that be the kedushin itself? It sounds clear, seems clearly from the Mishnah that it won't be. The Gemara introduces a musik called Yeshna l'schiris mitchil v'atzoif. If a person has a job, Reuven does a job for Shimon, roofing, lighting, or lobbying in Washington for him. Any job that's done, the way we say it, when is the money owed? Not before the job is done. So like we said, it wouldn't be able to be Mekadesher with, I'm Mekadesh you now that tomorrow I'm going to provide that service. Tomorrow I'm going to fix your light bulb. That wouldn't work because that's tomorrow and you're being Mekadesh today. If you want, what you could do is you could stand there while you're putting up the light and say, Ram Gudeshesli, and then do it right then. But when does the client who gets his light bulb put in or his roof fixed or somebody speaking to him, to the politician, when does he owe the person money? All these services that we mentioned are things that are billable. When is it? The Gemara says Yeshna l'schiris mitchila v'atzoif, which means that every single second there's a shava pruta. Every shava pruta is chal in and of itself. It's not chal at the end, one lump sum of, let's say, $1,000 for the service. It's chal b'chol pruta v'pruta. Memela, if he'd be mekadesh l'moshel after the service was provided, hareya mekudeshet with the service that I just provided, all that money is now just a chayv. It's the same thing as being mekadesh and isha b'milva. You're just being mekadesh with money that you owe her, that now you're not going to owe her, kilu, you're giving her that $1,000. And mekadesh milva enim kudeshes. We discussed why mekadesh milva enim kudeshes in the second perek, but that's a fact. The same halacha is true, it's not now a Mishnah, where he would say to her, harei mekudeshes li, with a malacha that I'm going to do, and it's in a chayfet. That means, let's say, it's in the roof. We said before the case. The Gemara has it sad that over there you could actually be Mekadosh because maybe we would say Uman Koine B'Shvach Kli. That means an Uman makes, not the case of an electrician that puts work into the roof of the house, because the work of the roof of the house is owned by the owner of the house. But what happens if the Uman is given material and now he creates an article of clothing? He's a tailor, and he creates an article of clothing. Could he be mekadesh with that suit? Now, he doesn't own the suit. The suit l'cher belongs to the customer. The Gemara has a tzad that uman kaine b'shvachli, which means that until the money is paid for the suit, the improvement as wool, as just a piece of fabric, it was worth, let's say, $100. Now, as a suit, it's worth $300. So $200 of the suit is owned by the tailor. Lamaisa would doicha that as well. So here's already a little bit more of a serious shala had a paskin. We paskin enuman kain b'shvachkli. The nafkamina of this would be vast. What would be, let's say, a tailor gets mad at the suit, or he gets mad rather at the client, and he rips up the suit. He shreds the suit before giving it. It's made already. Who owns the suit? Did he destroy a $300 suit that belongs to the client? Of course, may he lose his profit, but did he destroy the $300 suit? Or no, $200 of the suit belongs to him until he's paid. He destroyed the fabric, which was worth $100. The Gemara has that as an afkamin also. It's a big noise. We pass in enu man kani b'shvach kli. You're paid, the tailor, an electrician, whatever it is paid for the work. Which means that at the end of the job, the only thing that's left of the job is the choiv and mekadesh milvein mekudeshes. So all that lies in the choice of case that the Mishnah says by us. The next tnai is a little bit more neutral. Almanasha yitze abba. He's mekadesher, almanas, that his father wants. So rotzo hoav. He made a tnai based on the rots and the father. Okay, like any other tnai. The Rishonim understand based on the Gemara that the tnai over here is not b'tnai that the father be maskim, but it's b'tnai that the father is not moicha. So as long as the father is not moicha, the kedushin is chal. Look at the seif in the Mishnah. You'll see this point. Meis ha'av harezim u'kudeshes. If the father died, Harezim Kudeshes, even though the father never gave a haskama, but he wasn't Meicha. So there's no. I'm only not wanting to marry her if my father is in verbal opposition to the Shidduch. No, the father Shenishda, the father's not here. Harezim Kudeshes. Last case, Mesa Ben. Let's say the son dies, and now if the Kedushin was a Kedushin, so then we have a problem because Nebuch, this Arusa, is going to be Zukuka Liyibum. Better to have, since her husband died before they were even married, better to have that the Kedushin is Nizbat Lamafreh. The smart thing is, we get the father to be Meicha. Now we have to add one more point to this. Does that mean that the father could be Meicha ad infinitum? Or the Kedushin is always Mitlu Talav Yo'imin until the father? What's the timeline? So the Mefarshim ad comes from the Gemara that we're talking over here with the Macho of the father, the Tanai was really the Mishnah and the speaker that was at Lamed Yoyim. So if he died, before Lamed Yoyim, you teach him to be Moicha. Mishnah Zayin, Kidashti is Biti, Ve'eni Yedea Lami Kidashtiya. This halacha is a new halacha where a father has a right, the Pasuk says in Pashas Kiseitze, that a father whose daughter was said Moitzi Shemer about her, that she was Mizana, the father comes to Bezin, and Torah says, he says, as Biti Nosati, Lo ish hazeh. As bitin asat lo ish hazeh, the Gemara learns as not just a historical statement, but it's a fact that he's nemon when he comes to Bezdin. The Gemara learns out in this Mishnah that a father has a right, aleph, to be mekabel kedushin for his daughter, that we have other makairis, but beis, that the father is nemon to say that he was mekabel kedushin. Now the case in our Mishnah, he would be nemon, there's only one little problem. He says, eni yedea lemikidash tia. So he's believed l'chor, the chiddush. He's not saying that she's mekudeshes to Ploini. Mekudeshes to somebody v'eni yedea lemi. So he's believed to asa her, and achman son, she's stuck. The Mishnah says over here, chiddush, bo echot v'omar, ani kidash tia. Somebody comes along and says, I'm the husband, I was the one who was mekadesh her nemon. Now there's a chiddush, because l'chayra, this fellow is defining her, creating a dovash of erva, that she's asur al kol ha'olam except for him, and he's nemon, l'chayra should be two edim, and how could he be made on himself? So what you have to say is over here, that he's not really being mechadish anything. Since we know that she's married, the father was nemon to say kibalti kiddushin, and she's asur al kol ha'olam, so he's not really adding or detracting of anything. He's being matter davish bevi. You have to ask the kasha the other way. Till now she was asur al kol ha'olam. All of a sudden, the hero shows up. He says, "I was the one." Everybody breathes a sigh of relief. Oh, at least she's not naguna. She's being matter, or he's being matter her. At least to him. And the answer is that of course there's no chiddush here because she was asur al kol ha'olam, but misafik. So nothing is really being added or detracted over here. But that itself is the chiddush of the Mishnah. Now, there's a point over here. If you take a look at the Tosyantiv and Kiveger, it's based on the raid of the Ran, how to explain the Gemara. And what would be, they want to know, if Erecha comes as Anikideshtia, so we're going to allow her to get married. That's the Maskon Sagamara. The Gemara clears. Maybe we won't allow her to get married. No. Lekonsa means she's Muteris. To him. Second person comes along right away and says, no, Anikideshtia. So what do we have? We have Erecha Bakkosha. It's only if the Echod was already said his piece and the Bezdin Paskin. So then what we see is we see her Becheskas. We're Paskin as a Bezdin that she's married to the first one. We see her Becheskas Eshes Ish to the first and Asur to everybody else. When the second one comes along, he's definitely being Mechadish something in terms of her status. That's a pure Davish of Erva. But if the heter hadn't been there yet, the first one said his piece, the second one jumped in and said, no, Ani Kadesh dear. Okay? You have Erecha Bakkosha. Kiveega blibes at Tzorachim, because the Gemara seems to say a different reason why we don't believe the second. And Lechor, this should be the straightforward Hezbah. One more thing to point out is that even if you say that he's Nemon, when he says, Ani Kadesh dear, I'll say Erecha Nemisun, we don't look at his Davish Be'eva, because there's no hoitso from the Becheskas of Eshes Ish, like we said. There's still a mokum lachshosh that a fellow said Anikidash Tia because he saw an opportunity. So the Rav brings from the Gemara that Lechotz Avinish to say to the father Anikidash Tia if he wasn't the guy. So we're not really Choshesh Sheker, but even without that, Lechotz Adavish Be'erva, you need to wait him on that. We're answering that it's not Davish Be'erva. There's a raid, by the way, because there's Mekairus in the Ran himself, Bavus Tekashu G'del Echroinim, that the Ran in other places seems to say that Davish Be'erva is even on a clarification of a status of Ishus, not only when you're being Mechadish. So that's something that needs Iyun in different places. Now the Mishnah says the case, which really we just discussed, but the Mishnah says it's straightforward. Ze'oim Anikidashtiv, Ze'oim Anikidashtiv. Two people said right away, one after another. We're talking about before there was a Psak Din. So now the second one wouldn't be Neman. We're talking over here, both of them said together. So they're not Neman. Like we said, L'chor Tzei Rekha Bakkosha. The Mishnah points out that Shneim Noisnin Get. The two of them could give a get. And with that, we allow her free. Now, there would be a Mokum to say that since we don't believe the two of them, so then, by definition, you have to put her in the status of she's Asura L'chol Olam, like we started out before somebody showed up and said, Ani Kadesh Tia. And she should stay in that status, maybe klapei the rest of the world. Maybe everybody has to give her a get. No. Since two people stepped forward, so we just don't believe either one of them, but we don't have to suspect that it was somebody else. A chiddush. In Hilchas Davish Be'erva, they're not Nemon, as far as Eidus is concerned. But Lamaise, we don't have to suspect that somebody else was the Mekadesh. Therefore, if both of them gave her a get, done. Shneim Noisnin again, that's enough. Vimrotsu, an even bigger chiddush, where you don't have to suspect that she's Mekudeshes to anybody else, since only two people stepped forward, therefore one could give her a get, ve'echad kainistan, one could marry her. Now again, we're saying the chiddush is because we don't really believe them in terms of Eidus. So either you could say, but Lamaise, there's no Sofik Legabe anybody else, or if you want, you could add, with Mefarshim say it, is that over here, the chazoka that we said, that a person's not going to be meiz to the father, would hold true, and obviously, it's in between these two people. So maybe you don't have to suspect that's Legabe anybody else. Now, obviously, the first one's going to have to divorce her before the second one marries her, because they have a chashash, it's from either one of them.